where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
High levels of benzene around the Umjanung Band office yesterday prompted an advisory from the First Nation, sending employees and staff home early. In a post to social media last night, Chief Chris Plain says the decision was made after employees at the band office complained of headaches, nausea, and dizziness. He says the cause is directly related to excessive levels of benzene emissions from the nearby INEOS Styrolution facility on Tajmu Avenue. There was no notification sent yesterday through Sarnia Lambton Alerts. The First Nation says the administration, Annex Prevention, Education Administration, and Public Works buildings will be closed again today. Staff will be working from home. Residents are also advised to keep windows closed again today. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland introduced the 2024 budget yesterday, which will see them spend $52.9 billion more than planned over the next 5 years. It includes $8.5 billion over 5 years to help build millions of homes and another $2.6 billion for student aid and grant programs. Sarnia Lambton Conservative MP Marilyn Gladue says there are some things of interest locally included in the 2024 budget.
There's a new fund for stormwater and wastewater systems to build more houses, and that will be good news for St. Clair Township and Petrolia if we can access that fund. And then there's a fuels tax credit for small businesses to try to help small businesses with the impact of the carbon tax.
Gladue says the Canada Disability Benefit fell short, however, in her opinion. Full details from yesterday's budget are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Lambton County Council Committee of the Whole meets this morning in Wyoming. Items on the agenda include a report on the Out of the Cold Shelter Program and affordable housing. Today's meeting begins at 9 o'clock. How much do you know about human trafficking? A new organization is working with existing groups in the community to spread awareness. The Greater Glass Company spokesperson, Dave Persad, says they have a 5-year plan with long-term goals of improving trauma care for survivors and establishing a safe house in the community.
Survivors come with a number of needs. More than just getting clean off of drugs, the trauma that they've been under, there's emotional and psychological help that they need.
They are currently waiting to hear back on its application to become a registered nonprofit organization. Persad was the guest speaker at yesterday's Rotary Club of Sarnia meeting. And Lululemon yesterday showed off its Canadian team kit for the Paris Games. The uniforms combine red, white, and other colors using what Lululemon calls modern silhouettes and Canadian-inspired prints. Athletes, coaches, and support staff will wear Team Canada apparel throughout key moments at the Games this summer, including the opening and closing ceremonies. Periods of rain today, risk of a thunderstorm as well, with winds out of the southeast up to 50 kilometers an hour, high of 16. Showers ending this evening, then cloudy. Slight chance of showers or drizzle overnight with the risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 11. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, windy with a high of 16. Showers on Friday, a high of 13.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.